The U.S. Supreme Court, it's that branch of government with, you might say, superpowers. A vote by 9 justices, a decision, and that's it. No appeals. It's the Supreme Court, after all, unlike Congress, which makes laws after dozens of votes in committee and on the floor. And those laws can still be clarified and even modified when the specific regulations are written. Or laws that pass and get their regulations written can lose their funding and sort of go dormant. Think of the presidential plans and budgets that have a long, torturous path to becoming the law of the land. What the Supreme Court says is the law of the land. That's what the Constitution says. And we'll find out what that is regarding the Affordable Care Act. We're asking people who are going to have to look at that decision and adjust their lives. We've talked with people managing huge healthcare industry institutions. We've talked with people whose personal lives may change as a result of all this. John Brown, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
Vice President of Brown Furniture Company in Shawnee, Oklahoma. You're a small businessman, right?
Yes.
And your key concern is about the individual mandate, because if that stands, it's going to be a cost to your business.
Well, what I'm concerned about is yet another uncertainty, because I don't know if it's a direct correlation, but since the bill was enacted, we've seen the least amount of increases in our premiums that we've seen in a long time. So far, so good with the act for us. Now, if this comes down and it's another big change, it's yet more uncertainty.
So John Brown, has the months and years since the enactment of this act made you more of a believer because the premiums seem to have hit a plateau?
I'm more of a believer, yes.
No kidding. So worst case scenario for you today at the Supreme Court?
Worst case scenario is it stirs the pot. It changes everything, adds more uncertainty, and we're left wondering what's going to happen with our expenses.
John Brown, small businessman, vice president of Brown Furniture Company in Shawnee, Oklahoma, is feeling pretty good about the status quo. Hold on there, John. Kathy McClure, welcome to the show. Trial lawyer from Atlanta, Georgia. You have 2 adult children whose health care directly bears on the Affordable Care Act. Can you explain?
Sure. I have 2 kids. I have a son whose name is Chris, and he has type 1 diabetes. And then my daughter, Caitlin, has epilepsy. So because they have pre-existing conditions that will last a lifetime, they are chronically ill, they have the most to gain from this act surviving the constitutional challenge, and the most to lose if the law is stricken down in whole or in part. So currently they are uninsurable in the private insurance market, and we live in Georgia. There's no high-risk pool other than the Affordable Care Act high-risk pool, which will go away if the law is struck down. So they have a lot to gain here, and a lot of peace of mind, and their future health is at stake.
Is that why you're in D.C. today?
Yes, it is. This is very important to our family, as it is to some 12 to 15 million other people with pre-existing conditions. And I was actually here in March for the oral arguments. I was on your show and
I remember.
Slept on the pavement
yep.
for 4 nights to get in as a regular citizen. And to hear the arguments before the court.
What do you think is going to happen, Kathy McClure?
You know, I don't know. I don't know any more than anybody else, which is nothing unless you're a member of the court and or work there. I think most people believe that the mandate is highly subject to being struck down. So we'll see. I mean, It's a frightening thought that we have worked so hard to get a meaningful first step at reform in our country, to have more and more of the 50 million people who are currently uninsured, to bring coverage to them, to solve this vexing problem of people with pre-existing conditions. We passed a law with 60 votes signed by the president, and to have the court strike it down with a stroke of a pen is highly it's a very disturbing thought to
me,
and I think it raises other issues about the court.
It is how the system works. I got another question for you, though, but hold on one second. Renee Amour is with us, founder of Amour Group, deputy chair of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, also a registered nurse. Renee, is that right?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
So what are you watching in the court today, and what's your stake in the outcome?
You know what? I'm watching everything. It's either thumbs up for all or thumbs down. And you know, I hear what John and Kathy are saying. I'm also a small businesswoman, so I have issues, you know, around our health care, my premiums going up, my costs going up for my employees, because I do give health benefits because I think that's important. But I also feel as a health care professional that your care could suffer if this does pass, because it will be difficult for doctors to keep up with the amount of people coming in. They'll start going into their own, they'll leave the whole insurance piece, not take insurance anymore, and just do cash, you know, and carry for people and just give them some other options.
So you want, you want the act to be struck down?
Yes.
All right. Does, do you think it will be?
I think it's a possibility. Again, I'm like Kathy, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure yet. I got to be honest, but you know, I think right now that it's leaning towards probably being struck down.
All right. Renee Amour, founder of Amour Group, deputy chair of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. John Brown, a final thought from you?
Well, God bless Kathy. I'm with her and her children and families like her all over the country. So we'll hope for the best.
John Brown is vice president of Brown Furniture Company in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Last minute, Kathy McClure, you know, you spent a lot of time working through the legislative process. Why are you in Washington today? It doesn't even matter if you're holding a sign or if your two kids are right next to you. You can do nothing.
Well, I want to look them in the whites of their eyes if they're going to strike down this law. You know, this is a pivotal moment in our history. Is the court going to leave in place decades of jurisprudence which recognizes that Congress should have the power to solve societal problems like health care, which is a problem that my family cannot solve on their own?
All right,
no,
well,
insurance company will take them.
Well, we appreciate your candor, all three of you. And as far as the whites of the eyes are concerned, we'll try to get the license plate numbers of the justices' cars. Maybe you can go see them in the parking lot. I don't know if you're going to see the whites of their eyes, though, at 10:15. Kathy McClure, John Brown, and Renee Amour, thanks so much to all three of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're checking in with people all morning long whose lives and livelihoods will be affected most by that decision. Joining us now, Dr. Hal Schurz, a urologist and professor at Emory University. So let's say the decision comes down that strikes down the individual mandate. Doctor, how does that affect you?
Well, if the individual mandate is struck down and the rest of the law stands, then it is going to be just the same as if the mandate is overturned as well. As long as the Affordable Care Act is in place, it really changes the game as far as patients and doctors are concerned, and centralizes health care in the hands of people in Washington.
And if the individual mandate is left alone, but they strike down the Medicaid expansion?
Same thing. I think that we have a law in place right now that was put in place mostly on the basis of politics and not really on policy. And the pretense that this was passed under, which was access and cost, really were not satisfied.
It's Dr. Hal Schurz, urologist and professor at Emory University. Doctor, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.